This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Women make less than men do doing the same job. That is not news, but it is what makes a recent review of salaries at S&P 500 companies stand out. The Associated Press took a look at what chief financial officers are paid and found that female CFOs are getting more than their male counterparts, $3.32 million for women, $3.3 million even for men, so $20,000 difference plus or minus. Marketplace's Sally Herships reports on that number and the gender wage gap.
So, ladies, before you get too excited about female CFOs earning more than men, listen to this reaction when I asked if male and female execs are paid at equal rates. Linda Barrington is executive director of Cornell's Institute for Compensation Studies.
I think what we're seeing in these latest numbers about CFOs may be a better indicator of a crack in the glass ceiling than overall pay equity.
Barrington says there are a lot of different factors that determine pay, like industry or company size. Nora McCord is managing director at Stephen Hall & Partners, an executive compensation consulting firm.
And the biggest driver of pay is the size of the company.
She says we need to consider what companies these female CFOs work for. It's likely they work at larger companies, which pay more. She says think more Fortune 200 than 500. But
let's be clear about what more is. It's really like 1%, right?
$20,000. That's how much more the female execs in the study were paid than their male counterparts. Not a ton. And why CFOs? Josh Christ is managing director with Christ Kolder Associates, an executive search firm.
Because the CFO actually had been the least diverse chair over time.
Christ says there's been a big push in the boardroom for diversity, and this latest jump in pay for female CFOs is a sign that it's working. But Stephen Hall & Partners' Nora McCord says in order to pay female executives more, first, we need more of them. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.